Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Knights in shining armor, fire-breathing dragons, and princesses in distress. Fairy tales have been a part of our lives for centuries. Hollis Seaman, a professor of English at the College of St. Rose, tells us why there's a resurgence of fairy tales for adults.
Once upon our time, here at the start of the 21st century, writers are once again telling tales. Fairy tales, that is. Literary writers have taken up the traditions of this ancient genre with renewed enthusiasm, reinventing familiar stories and conjuring new stories of their own, wonder tales for our time. These contemporary fairy tales by writers like Alice Thomas Ellis, Lily Huang, and Amy Bender are not, let it be said, written for children. Their darkness, subtlety, sexuality, and psychological complexity are meant to engage the hearts, minds, and spirits of adult readers. Still, one has to wonder why these kinds of tales are resurgent now. How can literary versions of a magical world compete with Angry Birds, stunning computer graphics, and the lore of social networking? I believe that the real allure of the literary fairy tale lies in the oldest of seductions, the enchantment of language itself. The belief that to say a magic word, abracadabra, Rumpelstiltskin, is to conjure a universe of infinite possibility. We still long, deep in our psyches, to be given this secret word. As fairy tale scholar Jack Zipes says, tales are marks that leave traces of the human struggle for immortality. They triumph over death. The tale begins with once upon a time and never really ends. The ending is the beginning. And perhaps that's why we, here at the start of the 21st century, still need writers to spin words into gold. We still long to hear the closing phrase that assures us that somehow, sometimes, somewhere, someone gets to live happily forever after.
That was Hollis Seaman from the College of St. Rose. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Once the man who loved a woman, she was the one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever